This is the Lunar Lab Podcast with Becca Piastrelli
and Maya Toll.
Get the whole scoop from two friends in the trenches of conscious business as we try to balance our spirits and our spreadsheets without losing our minds. Join us for the sacred raw and very real lunacy. For show notes and extra tidbits on this episode, be sure to visit thelunarlab.com.
Welcome back, lunatics. This is Maya, and Becca and I are here to talk to you about taking breaks in your business. And if you hear me fading a little bit, it's because like I'm really, really ready for a break. I'm a little sicky. Don't mind the fade out. Still got some good stuff to share. Maybe even more stuff to share because it's timely.
Yeah.
So breaks in your business.
Yeah. So we knew we wanted to take a break, at least from recording the podcast. And I remember last year you said no work after solstice. And I was like, great, cool. But now I'm like, I need a little sooner than that. because I was really riding that wave of energy. And then Samhain hit and it became November. And it was like, it comes down. It really just comes down. And even being super aware of it and talking about it with you. I mean, we texted each other. I mean, I bowed out at the last recording.
Yeah,
because I wasn't feeling well. And now you're not feeling well and you're still showing up. But even before you were like, let's not catch up before we record. Let's just record because I'm fading quickly. And I think it just speaks to, we know this is coming every year, but it's like, it always surprises me a little bit when it happens. It's like, I don't know, I guess like my cultural programming where I'm like, I can go a little longer. I can go a little harder. And it's like, no, I really, truly need to downtime to hibernate.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was maybe 3 years ago, I instituted the long winter's nap in my business. And we closed down from solstice until like January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, just depending on where it falls in the week. And we shut down. So the stores are open because obviously you don't want to close stores over the holidays. That would be kind of stupid. But the back room of the business, you know, all the Maya Toll stuff is completely closed. And I send out an email to my medicine keepers and my witch campers. And I say, you should be resting too. And if you're not resting, just remember there are no emergencies in witch camp. You know, there are no emergencies in medicine keepers. Whatever it is, we will take care of when we return. And I actually had a conversation with my team in our Monday morning meeting because Shannon, who's the newest member of our team, she doesn't have kids. She loves a lot of the work she's doing because she's doing like some of our graphics and stuff like that. And it's really fun and new and she just wants to do it. And what I said to her was, you can do whatever you want, but I don't want you breaking radio silence because when we say we're closed and we're shut down, we are closed and we are shut down. And so if you're doing something because it's fun, that's awesome. Go for it. But I don't want our clients and customers confused. I don't want to even know what you're doing. You know, like if you want to just do stuff for fun without any input from Jess or I, go for it. And it was just interesting because the first year I was unsure, you know, I was like, is it okay to do this? And we actually scheduled blog posts even though we weren't there. And now I'm like, we just tell everyone nothing is happening, including blog posts.
I was going to ask about that. If you still are still writing.
Yeah. No. So no, I do nothing. And it used to be that we would schedule the blog posts and stuff, which meant that the couple weeks right before the long winter snap were hell because I was trying to do all the normal work and get everything scheduled so that it didn't appear that we weren't there. And now I just announce we are not here. And it actually even prompted me on our contact form to be super clear. Like we're a small team. we get back as soon as we can, but we don't work weekends. We don't work evenings. We're in different time zones. So depending on when your email hits, it might be 48 hours before it's answered, you know, and we are never here on holidays. And it even says right on the contact form, and we're never here from solstice to New Year's.
I love it.
I just gave myself, like, and it was interesting. As soon as I gave myself permission, all the tension went out of it. It's just, this is the way we do things, and we're clear about it, and we're not wishy-washy, and nobody minds at all.
Yeah, you're giving everyone permission to turn to turn it off.
Yeah.
And that's all, it's what we all want. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's what we all want.
Except for the person who wants to buy medicine keepers for her granddaughter for Christmas who can't get in touch with anyone. But tough patookies.
Yeah. So then when you come back, so you said till January 2nd?
It depends on the year. I think this year it's till January 4th. It's usually like the Wednesday, whatever the like the midweek is. You know what I mean? So it's like we don't come back right after New Year's Eve. We come back with a little bit of breathing room, but it just depends on how the dates fall out.
See, that's still deep winter to me. Like January for me is like, ooh, like it's really slow and yeah, it's just hard for me to really dive back in. And in the business world, you know, it's like Christmas is over, New Year's goals, go, 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 make the year, crush it, you know, things like that. That's the energy of some, you know, coaches and people like that. So it's like, get a jump on your goals. But I find in January, I'm still pretty slow.
Yeah. I, you know, truthfully for me, I'm slow through January, February, but I'm waking back up. Like I really feel that shift when we kind of come around the hairpin turn of the solstice and all of a sudden the energy is rising instead of descending.
Right.
And for me, even though the nights are still really long here, the shift from energy descending to energy rising is super palpable for me. But we're all different. And that's why I think it's so important that we come up with, you know, the methods. Like you launch in the summer, and in the summer, like after, I mean, truthfully, after I hit summer solstice, for me, it's like eating a too big meal. I just need a big nap. So in some ways, summer is more slow time for me than the January, February. But if the January, February is slow for you, then, you know, you build that in, right? Like you do summer launches and I'm like, no fucking way am I doing a summer launch.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I'm noticing is I really can't say what I quote do because every year has felt a little different. Maybe I'm coming into what I do. This past summer, it felt great to launch, but I'm like, maybe this summer I won't. All I know is I want to chill now until probably the end of January. I feel that rising energy the past 2 years. I've felt it in February, beginning of February.
Yeah.
And I'm in California, so the sun is shining. The ground is warming here than if I was in, you know, northern lands. I think that's actually interesting to think about is like a sense of place. Mm-hmm. Like even if you're a remote entrepreneur, if you're like online, most of it like where are you located? Are you in northern Minnesota? Will that dictate, you know, how your energy flows in your business as opposed to if you live in southern Texas or Hawaii or Mexico.
Yeah. And this is, I don't know if you've encountered this, but this has been something that's come up quite a bit because I'm in a part of the northern hemisphere where I have four seasons and I've always lived in places with four seasons. My conception of the year is based on four seasons. And so I have students who are in equatorial regions and they're like, what do I do? My year is not like your year. And then I also have a lot of students in Australia. And so they're on the opposite schedule. And for a while I was trying to please everyone. And I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I can only like truly teach from where I'm at. And I've just decided, again, to be clear that that's what I'm doing, explain to people how they can flip it around for themselves. But ultimately, it's about feeling into the energy of your place. And so, you know, what I hope that I'm doing is giving people the skills to feel into the energy of where they are. Because we're not all in the same place. I mean, even within being in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm in the mountains, which means my winters are super cold at night. And like, I had the doors open a little while ago because my southern facing back deck is so warm in the summer because we're at elevation, or in the winter because we're at elevation. So like, my winter is different than like winters of people in Vermont who are knee deep in snow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a person learning from someone who's in a different time zone, different area, you know, you got to be where you are. When you try to kind of virtually be elsewhere, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I remember someone I really like following is Sophia Rose of La Abeja Herbs, and she's in Texas. And a lot of her, she really has beautiful newsletters, and a lot of her newsletters talk about like what the season is like in that moment in Texas. And I really appreciate it because it's always so different from what I'm experiencing.
Yes.
I remember she was like, we're hitting summer and everyone doesn't do anything from noon until 4. Even the animals find a tree and take a nap. And I was like, oh yeah, that sounds great. But that's actually when I'm doing a lot of stuff here in Northern California. So I just came to mind to really just ground in is that we are craving rest right now, but where you are, maybe you're actually feeling super energized. Yeah. Or you've already taken your break and you're like, girl, I've been napping for weeks. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what's so important is you got to respond to you. And to the energy where you are, and to feel into what's going on in your world. And then be clear about it. Because I think that the thing that's kind of the killer in business is when you're wishy-washy. It almost doesn't matter like what you're clear on, as long as you're clear. Because people say, oh, okay, that's just the way it is. I remember actually with Herbiary when I first opened. You know, it was this tiny itty bitty little store. I was only open 4 days a week. I was open like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it was literally 7 feet by 14 feet. And there was a bathroom in there. I mean, it was so tiny. And I felt like, you know, I could just do whatever I wanted. If I needed to go away for the weekend, my thought was I'll close for the weekend and I'll just put a sign on the door, you know, like a cute little gone fishing sign, and off I go. And Andrew was like, you can't do that. And I was like, why can't I do that? I'm this stupid little store that, you know, nobody really cares about. And he's like, but the whole point is you want people to begin to care. And the way that they care is by being consistent and by people understanding that if you say these are your hours, then they're your hours. He's like, it doesn't matter what your hours are, just whatever you say they are, those are the hours. And I really, like, I pushed back against that hard. And Andrew has always held over my head that he will do the books for me. So, like, he'd be like, fine, don't do it that way. Then I won't do the books.
Like, oh, wait, no.
You know, like, he was kind of like, if my name is on this too, there are certain things that I think are important. And it took me a couple of years to begin to understand how important it is. Like, my newsletter comes out every Sunday. We get emails. Like, if there's some kind of weird glitchy thing that happens and the email doesn't go out in a timely way, or like a group of people don't get it, we get emails saying, are you okay? Where's the email? People count on it. They're used to it. It's part of their routine. And so, you know, I think it doesn't really matter what you do. You know, like when I decided I was sending on Sunday, at that point, the hot day was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. People in my business coaching were like, why are you sending on Sunday? But it doesn't matter that I was sending on Sunday. What matters is that I consistently send on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, you set expectations. And my tribe's expectation is that we disappear from solstice until a little bit after New Year's, and they just expect it.
So what are you looking forward to doing during your long winter's nap? Like, were you like, oh, I can't wait to do that?
You know, I'm really looking forward to catching up with friends. I have a couple of friends, including Ash, who did podcast with us, that we've like had these kind of vague plans on the back burner for months. So I'm really looking forward to being able to call people up and be like, hey, let's cement this down and do it. I'd say that's probably number one. The other thing that I got really into the other day, and I suspect I'll get back into, is just like getting crap out of my house. I have a tiny little house, and so it doesn't take much for it to feel too full. So yeah, I cleaned out the bathroom closets and stuff, and I was like, oh, this is so good. So I suspect there will be some of that happening. Mm-hmm. And then I have a pine needle basket that I started working on at my retreat that I need to finish because, you know, it's just sitting around collecting dust. So that needs to happen. Yeah. And napping.
Yeah. Actually sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely on the list. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, napping for sure. Reading. I've got like so many books piled high and just like reading for pleasure, not for business. Yeah. They're starting to back up. So definitely hanging out with friends, but I have a tendency to overload my schedule. So just like one a day kind of a thing. And maybe not putting like being able to have like a meander coffee and not like, well, I have to go kind of a thing. Sounds really good. And like Skype dates with those who don't live near here sounds really good. And yeah, I've got some projects. Like I make my holiday gifts every year and I spend a lot of November selling that idea, and then I want to spend December doing it for me, you know, without having to promote it in any way, you know. Although what happens is like a couple days before solstice and Christmas, I'm like showing on Instagram what I'm making, and then people are like, I want to do that. And I'm like, too late. I'm hibernating. Sorry. Just the way my timing works. Yeah.
It's interesting. And one thing that I had to get over, I don't know if you had to kind of get over this in your head, is I had to get over like giving myself 2 or 3 weeks off. Because coming from, you know, other jobs where you get a week off or something, if you're lucky, that felt really, I don't know, extravagant. And I had, for a while, I really had to like almost comp time myself. I'd be like, okay, how many weekends did you work? You know, how many evenings did you work? And I kind of literally like would figure it out as if it were a job and I had to comp time myself to get to my days off. And now I can just do it. But in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, I mean, I still do this sometimes. But like sneaking in, trying to like sneak it in like Sunday, like get a few hours in, like, oh, I totally snuck it in. It's like, who am I sneaking this in from? Myself? So to truly, yeah, give your permission to take the time away. Yeah, is brave and important.
Yeah.
And sounds like it gets easier. That's what I hear you saying.
It gets easier. I think also just seeing the results, like seeing that I do better work if I'm actually refreshed, yeah. You know, and that's been a theme in the business in general is, you know, letting myself work in the way that works best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to feel like I have to follow someone else's rules. And still, you know, it still comes up. Like I still have moments where I feel guilty for not doing it a specific way or not being present in a way that I think I'm supposed to be present. You know, that's one of the hardest things I think for me is looking at all the rules out there, whether they're from other entrepreneurs or from like the work world, mm-hmm. what would be expected if I had a 9-to-5 and really like really truly understanding this does not apply to you. You've got to figure out what works best and then, you know, apply that because that's, at this point, I have enough years under my belt that I can honestly say that that's when the business is successful. Mm. You know, when I'm contorting myself, eventually I snap like a rubber band. And like, however good it might have seemed, like, you know, if I kind of get lots and lots of people into a program because I promise to be present all the time, well, eventually I snap like a rubber band because my introverted nature kicks up and I'm like, I can't. And then I have backlash. Like, it's better just to say from the beginning, here's where you're going to see me. Here's how I can best support you.
Yeah. I really admire that about you. And I'm desiring to get to know myself deeper in that way to be able to set that expectation. Because like I've said, like, I don't know how I'll be next year because this is how it is this year. There's still this like, well, my energy isn't quite that predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it is, and I'm just really still coming into understanding it. Like I have a really good understanding of my monthly energy. Mm-hmm. My annual seasonal energy, I think I'm like experimenting still.
Yeah.
But one thing I do know is winter's nap is
is absolutely important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
One thing I think for me, the hardest thing was there was a difference between how I actually am and how I thought I should be. And so like that was the thing that was hardest to sort out because it was like, actually, I'm a little bit introverted. I can get sapped from spending too much time like on the forums and in the Facebook group. And in my head, I was extroverted.
Yeah.
Like, I had to get over the, I consider myself an extrovert and friendly and everything else. And like let go of all the ideas I had about who I was and just be really clear about actually, this is who I am. Like, quit trying to put on other hats. They don't look good on you.
Yeah, I know what you mean there for sure. There, yeah. The 9-to-5 world about like what a productive, successful human should look like. And I live with a human who lives in that world.
Yeah.
So that can be because, you know, we're trying to like feel belongingness and tribal belonging in our family. And so sometimes I see myself being like, whoa, Tim's working, I'll work, you know, this like he's working late on emails, I'll do the same to like match his energy. And then to realize like, no, I'm actually completely different from him and nonlinear in that way. And so that, yeah, I'm working on that habit too. So I can totally see what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of which, while you were talking, said human Tim brought me a cappuccino.
I saw the little cup come sneaking in. I was like,
the cup came in
awesome.
The frame. I was like, thank you.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's this drink that I have not found anywhere but here. Maybe people are going to be like, oh yeah, we have those in our town. But the Asheville coffee people do something called Cubanos. Do you have those?
No, I only know about the Cubano sandwich.
Okay. So they make really strong coffee and they put a little salt and a little sugar in it. And then it's like a leche, like they put warm milk in it. Oh my God. It's so good. If you like salty sweet, it's like the best ever.
Oh, really. Can I make that? I probably could make it like the pros could, but I could try.
Oh yeah. I do it with coffee all the time. I mean, it's like a sprinkle of salt and more than a sprinkle of sugar. I always tell them to do half the sugar because I think they do a full teaspoon and that's like way too much for me. But,
is it coffee or espresso?
I think that they use espresso, but then they put some water in it. So it's kind of more like an Americano. So mm-hmm. I do it with really strong coffee.
Yeah. And then you heat the milk.
Yep. You heat the milk.
Oh.
But you don't froth it.
You just heat it. Got it. Okay, everybody, go make one. Post on Instagram.
So actually I don't have a question for you today, but this brings me to the perfect question, which is like, what's your favorite holiday treat
to eat?
Yeah. Or drink or whatever. Like what do you know, we're getting to that time of year where us sensual people.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to put in our mouths.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. Well, I really like homemade whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's such a treat and such a delight and brings the biggest smile to my face. My inner little girl is like, oh, my God. So, but I like making gingerbread.
You know, that's so funny. I have never made gingerbread. Do you make like cookie gingerbread or like cake gingerbread?
Cake, like cake.
I was looking at a recipe the other day and I was thinking that it would be really good with homemade whipped cream.
Homemade whipped cream and you dip it in your coffee.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's so good.
I was looking at a recipe for homemade gingerbread with buckwheat flour.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really interesting.
Like really deep and dark. It almost looks like chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Ginger cake.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, okay. So you got to remember, I grew up Jewish.
Yeah.
So like family traditions, you know, are like potato latkes and stuff.
Right.
That I can't touch because I'm allergic to potatoes.
I didn't know that, Maya.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All nightshades?
All nightshades.
Good to know.
If you want to give me vomiting migraines, feed me that stuff.
Okay, got it. Noted.
Yeah. So I have not yet this year, but usually sometime around Samhain, I start making pumpkin chocolate chip bread. Mm-hmm. And then I don't stop.
Right.
Like they put out all those cans of pumpkin at Halloween and like I don't stop. I go straight through with the pumpkin chocolate chip. For some reason that didn't take hold this year, but all those, that like nutmeg ginger cinnamon combo.
Yeah.
The other thing we've been doing a lot of is one of the local apple orchards presses the cider with ginger. They actually grow ginger. And so they press the cider with fresh ginger in the press. And then we heat that. And sometimes I even put homemade whipped cream. Oh my God. Have you ever done that? That's so good.
My Starbucks days, I did that, which is not the same thing.
It's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say homemade whiskey when you went homemade. Yeah. I was like, whiskey?
We had some friends come over actually on Samhain. We had a little just last minute Samhain get together and they brought whiskey because we wanted to put whiskey out for the land spirits because that's what I used to do in Ireland. And I've got to say, like, straight up whiskey is tough. You know, they're sitting there each like drinking their whiskey on the rocks and I'm like, I'm going to be cool and drink this too. And I'm like,
that's harsh.
Katie, if you're listening, I was having a really hard time drinking that whiskey.
But you did it. You did it for the spirits.
You did it for the spirit of it.
Yeah, I've been working with my teacher, Liz Mularelli, Sister Spinster. Actually, my last class of the year, I'll complete my training this weekend. But last month, we worked on apple medicine. And so I was like wassailing, making the wassail, and I was putting the whiskey in it. Like there was one week every night I was making it and I was like putting the clove and the orange and cutting the apple for the pentacle. And I was like, oh, the ritual, oh, and I'm going to sing to the trees. And then I was putting the whiskey in it. And like after a few days, I was like, I feel awful. That's about the time that I started getting sick. I was like, maybe I should cool it on the whiskey apple cider.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
I will do a lot of cooking over my long winter's nap. I love to cook. And I realized we can get really down on ourselves for how we aren't creative. You know what I mean? Like, Oh, I don't paint. I don't make all my own gifts like Becca does. Although sometimes I make cordials or whatever. But I realized like I'm super creative with food. I love this idea that nothing should go to waste. And so like I open the refrigerator and I look at what's in it and I figure out the next meal based on that. Like the last meal rolls into the next meal. And I was doing that after Thanksgiving and I was like, this is actually incredibly creative. You know, just how do you combine things? How do you combine tastes? How do you, you know, move from like one genre of cooking into the next? Like if you have all this Thanksgiving food, but you're tired of that palette of tastes, how do you take those leftovers and move them into a different taste palette?
How did you?
So I took I had put Okay, this was a process because everything's a process for me. So back in February of last year, I'd gotten lemons from my parents' lemon tree in Arizona. And I brought them home and I soaked them in sweet white balsamic for 30 days. And then I poured off the balsamic and I used that in a drink called a shrub, which is essentially like white balsamic with seltzer. And you can put alcohol, but I don't. And so I'd made this like lemon, and I had celery in there too, like this lemon celery shrub vinegar that was amazing. And we drank that all summer. But I'd also saved the lemons because they were like just preserved in vinegar and they were so good. Like you could eat the rinds. They were so soft. So for the turkey, I stuffed it with those lemons and onions and apple.
Ooh.
And then, you know, afterwards I had this kind of like more of a savory lemon and the apples. And I was like, what do I do with this? So I made chutney.
Oh.
So I shifted it kind of from this American autumn palette to much more of a Indian palette by adding, you know, black pepper and ginger. And I made this kick-ass chutney that we've been eating on everything.
Oh my gosh. Inspiring.
It was really fun. And I'd never made chutney before, but as I was making it, what I realized is chutney is the same as cordial, is the same as syrup. You know, it's vinegar and sugar. And then you put the fruit and stuff in and let it thicken. So it was just interesting to kind of realize, like, technique wise, it's the same as a lot of other things I make.
Don't you have to chop the fruit up pretty fine? Because it's like a jam, right?
Yeah, but you know, you can make it chunkier or not chunkier. So I made it, I made it a little bit chunky. And I used actually coconut sugar and apple cider vinegar.
Dang, and it was doing that.
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh. The Lunar Lab recipe share.
Oh my goodness. We should so do that.
We should so do that. It's no one work on your business and just cook.
Share your recipes in the threads below our announcements of this episode.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Well, thank you all for being with us. And I hope that, you know, you're giving yourself the kind of rest you need, whatever that is.
Yeah. And I'm just realizing this is our second year. We're completing our second year, even though we started in May. But this is the second year on the Gregorian calendar that we have completed this podcast together. So honoring that and celebrating us. And those of you who have listened to us, no matter when you popped in, we're so grateful for you. And yeah, wishing you blessings and rest and all the magic this winter. Yeah. Or summer, if
you're in Australia. Wherever you are. And we're gonna be over and out for a little while. We'll be reappearing towards the end of January, I think. I can't remember when the full moons and the new moons are, but you know, we're off resting. So if you don't want to rest from listening to us, there are tons of great episodes. Like, go back and listen to those elemental episodes.
Yeah.
You know, those are really good ones. And especially if you joined us later, some of the early episodes are super fun.
Yeah. We'll link to them in the show notes.
All of them. No.
Every single episode. No, we'll link to the elemental ones.
So happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating. And we will see you next year.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey Lunatics, Becca here, and I've got a favor to ask of you. We're looking to get the Lunar Lab in the ears of more soulful conscious business owners like yourself. And the best way to do that is to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. So if you haven't done so, simply open iTunes, search the Lunar Lab podcast, click subscribe, and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.